This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Keller off of Main Street. It is also a shout-out Friday, 877-881-1053. If you want to get involved in our shout-outs on the Franklin Injury Attorney text line or the Twitch or the YouTube, plenty of options. And, gentlemen, I think this is a concern that we all have. Go ahead and play cut number three. Are you worried a scenario like this will play out repeatedly on Sunday night?
And here's a handoff to Henry coming on the right side. He blows through everybody down to the 15. Turns left at the 10. Carson swipes at him. Can't get him. And Henry just rambles in for the Baltimore touchdown.
More specifically, are you concerned that the Cowboys defense, at least this weekend, is going to be a disaster?
Because of the missing players, or just because of what it is?
Well,
because our best players were out there on the field on that in that play, Kevin.
Exactly, and I think that's what makes me concerned. So, would you say the best four Cowboys defenders are Micah Parsons, Trayvon Diggs, DeMarcus Lawrence, and Deron Bland?
Yeah,
and Mike said maybe throw Osa.
Like I was saying, I think your debate would be Osa and Deron Bland as your fourth, but I think the three are easy.
Yeah, no, I mean the mark is usually the guy opposite the best cornerback, and I don't feel like you're calling Deron Bland a mark a lot of the times.
Correct.
Because you're like, I mean, he could pick it off too. So yeah, that's a good group of players right there.
Here's my concern: three of those four or three of those five are out. The other one of the other ones, Trayvon Diggs, popped up on the injury report with an ankle issue. And then there's this, Corey: when you had all of those players except for Deron Bland, obviously he's been out so far. This Dallas Cowboys team is 26th. In yards allowed per game, 28th in points allowed per game, and 27th in rushing yards allowed per game. So pretty much you go across the board, they're like a bottom six defense in the league, and that's when DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons were there.
Yeah.
So this is where I get the idea of a disaster, because if they were this bad when all of those players were there, what the hell is going to happen now?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. And here's, can I try? I'm going to try to, like, for
please,
my, this is what
I need
try to tell
to
myself
try.
To
yes.
try and figure this out, because the players that were in Dan Quinn's system last year had habits, and habits that probably needed to be broken to be in this system, because it feels like from people I've talked to and from what I understand, the defense was more free-flowing last year because it was get to the pass rusher, run routes with these guys, and
get to the quarterback.
That's what I meant. Yeah,
not get to the pass rusher.
And so that was the mindset, was more of those things. This defense is a little more staying within the system of what you're supposed to do, because if you're missing from your spot, then that's going to create a big problem for everybody.
Yeah.
So if one of the guys is missing from what they're supposed to do, it's going to cause chaos. So maybe this will benefit the Cowboys a little bit because some of those guys were trying to break some of those old habits still, and you started to see it. Micah started playing a little bit better within the system, some of the other guys too. And I do wonder if some of these other players that haven't had as much time are just like, I am just listening to what coach tells me to do. I'm not going to try and do anything outside of it, because I don't want to break away from what the system is.
Now, Mike, a couple of things real quick. From the 210, I'm more concerned with our offense being completely useless until the fourth quarter. We will get to that because that is a very
valid,
fair concern as well. And from the 214, Overshown is top four easy. I really like Demariana Overshown. I do not think that you can make that statement, yes, especially because you look at the struggles that he had in the Ravens game. I hope he gets there, but for now, I'm probably not going to say that. Now, Mike, you're one of the people who, like, kind of put this idea in my head, and I think it's very valid. Where do you stand on the potential for defensive disaster on Sunday night?
I think it's 50-50. I think the one thing the Cowboys have going for them this week versus next week's Detroit, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's when they're going to give up 40, just letting you know, because I won't be here. Is
so on you not being here is the reason they're giving up 40?
No. This is when their defense is just going to go, oh my gosh, because they have everything to destroy this backup defense. This week, your hope is that the Steelers, Bobby brought it up, we brought it up yesterday, the Steelers have a horrible offensive line.
They do.
So you're going preseason offensive line versus preseason defensive line. So it's almost like an even matchup.
But the resistible force against the movable object?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's your hope, is this week you are playing such a depleted offensive line that you can look okay against it. I'm going to assume Micah Parsons needs two games minimum. Up to four
especially
games.
Then you hit the bye, so
yeah.
I think that's always factored
so
in.
So I think the Detroit game, you're going to give up 40. But this game, I think you can hold them to low to mid-20s. If you do that, you have to score. I know this is tough. You have to score 30 points. I get that Pittsburgh's, a solid defense. You know, it goes back to Dak. Dak's a good quarterback, but if Dak really is a great quarterback, then
Flacco hung 27 on him.
Yeah, then he has to be able to somehow, some way, put up 30-plus points. And if he does, I think he wins. If you lose this game 38-34, I'm not going to blame Dak. Like, you get 38 points. It's tough to be like, you should have scored 39. But if this defense that is a horrible defense on paper right now.
Yes.
If they hold, let's say, 23 or 24 points, that's all Pittsburgh scores, that's not going to be the defense's fault. It'll be all Dak's fault. I don't care if he comes back and, with 3 minutes to go, he scored a touchdown to get it to be 24-23, and then they went down and kicked a field goal. What do you want? The defense was supposed to – no. You should have had more than 24 points with 2 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, I think that – that's a valid thing, man. McCarthy said it this week, Kevin. He said that we got to pick it up offensively.
We
haven't done enough so far to even scare opponents. So, yeah, offensively, they got to start doing their job. I've been saying it for a long time. This Guyton thing is kind of killing me because of each drive that you're like, okay, we're almost there, and then it pushes you back a couple, 10 yards. And you're like, dadgummit, how did this happen? That's not an excuse anymore. You've had enough time to go, no, that's going to be a problem at some point. You got to call the plays that can get you the yardage, that get you the touchdowns, that get you the points that you need.
Yeah, I'm with you, and it looks like there's not a whole lot of optimism specifically about the defense when it goes into this game, and that's what I'm concerned about. So I go back and forth between, I hear what you're saying, Mike, about, hey, score 30 points. There's another part of me, give or take, there's another part of me that wonders if it could be first team to 20 wins because Pittsburgh's offense can struggle at times. And they're not good at running the ball. I know people will look at it and be like, hey, they're not. they're 10th in the league in rushing yards this season. They're tied for first in attempts.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's not the kind of efficiency you would want. They average 0.2 yards more than the Cowboys per carry.
Okay.
So, like, I don't think – I know people are concerned about a run defense, and very rightfully so, but this is not a rushing juggernaut, and Najee Harris has been – week this year.
No, I mean, look at each week you look at the yards and you're like, oh, Justin Fields is at the top of the list for them in rushing because he's the one that they go to, or they're like, he'll break away. He can pick up the big yards for them. So, yeah, that's the big key, man. Lock down Justin Fields in this game, and you're gonna have your best opportunity, because I do believe that you can slow that run game down enough. But I think I said 13-9. I don't think this is gonna be a high scoring game.
So you
at
take
all.
The under. You're
yeah,
saying give me
two,
the under.
I think it's two defenses that are just gonna be like, I don't know, man. We'll figure it out.
From the 940, Fields will go 300 plus yards, two rushing touchdowns, and a pass touchdown. But the Cowboys still win 31-30 on a 60-yard field goal by Aubrey.
Oh, wow.
I kid you not when I say whether it's this game, the next game, or you can argue after the bye. Just get, if you get a win, I don't care what it looks like. Against the Giants, I did care because I think that the Giants are terrible. I do not think the Steelers are anywhere near in the category of badness that the Giants are. In fact, they have a winning record. I'd love to have that. And so you add in the injuries. If you can win this game, I don't care what it looks like.
Do you take anything from that Giants game, though, and go, they did make the Giants look really bad running the ball? And say, if I can see that again, I feel pretty good?
Oh, yeah. If I see that again, absolutely.
I feel like if that shows up again, then you're feeling pretty good about the day on Sunday.
I hope this makes sense. I don't feel good, but I don't feel like spiraling bad. You know, because if they would have got gashed by the run of the Giants, then I'd been like, well,
it's
I don't know what to tell you. So, like, I don't feel good, but if they do that against the Steelers, who they will keep running the ball regardless of the efficiency, because they're like, we're going to wear you down in the third, in the fourth, we're going to wear you down. If the Cowboys' run defense doesn't get worn down, you pair that with the Giants, then I'll be like, okay.
Got a weird setup here, Kevin. I got a Steelers shirt. We got a Celtic shirt. We got Rangers and Cowboys gear going on here. But I don't know. Or I got a UT hat, so that's okay. All Texas representatives. But here we are with some Celtics and Steelers.
Right.
I don't know what's going on.
So I guess what we're learning is if you want to show up with a New Jersey Devils sweater or a Cardinals or San Francisco Giants jersey, just all the T-shirts for teams that have beaten us for championships over the history of DFW
sports.
Is that
Porzingis? it's zero. I thought it was eight.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, if you had to choose, and Mike says you do, would you only watch the NFL or college football for the rest of your life? I don't know why the choice exists, but it does. We'll do it next, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Keller on 105.3 The Fan.
He's got to have it right now. And they take a downfield shot. And the catch is made.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join M-I-D-I mindfultherapygroup.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Are you kidding us? We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Keller. Mike brought this question up, and I've thought about this a lot the last several days. If you could only choose one to watch and follow for the rest of your life, would it be college football or NFL football? While people weigh in on that, Mike, will you tell us where this came from?
So last week when I was on the road with the Rangers, we were in L.A. to finish the year, and obviously in the clubhouse, football was on, whether it was Saturday, college football, Sunday, pro football. So I asked the guys over the weekend, the players and the coaches, I just asked, hey, if you could only watch one the rest of your life, what would it be? Saturday college football or Sunday pro football? And the majority of guys, like including Bruce Bochy, Emily Jones, I know she's not a guy, but you know, whoever it was, all the players besides two said college football. Now, one of the guys said, well, you got to remember, these guys are really close to college age, and some of them just left their colleges not long ago, like a Wyatt Langford who chose college football.
That great Florida program.
But a few people did choose pro football. So I was like Chris Young, Kamar Rocker, Cody Bradford. Those guys said, if I have to choose, obviously they don't want to choose, but if they had to choose, those guys chose pro football. But everybody else I asked on the Rangers, and I didn't ask everybody, but everybody I asked besides those three said college football.
Wow.
Man, that's, for me, if I'm going to go to an event, I want to go to college football. The environment is insane. The, you know, there's the, all sorts of playing, cheering, and yeah, you got just so much with the band going on and everything. But if I'm watching it on TV, I'm watching pro. And I've tried to watch random college football games that I don't care about throughout the year, like San Diego State versus Cincinnati, and I'm just like, don't care about that that much. But I could find myself, last night's game, I could find myself interested in Atlanta and Tampa Bay. There's a lot more of the regular season NFL games that I can find myself interested in.
Cody Bradford said because of fantasy football, that was his like breaking point, is because of fantasy football, he would go with pro because watching all your players that are on your team, all the players that you're going against that week. But I just think it's interesting because obviously it's the two most popular. I know it's the same sport, but it's the two most popular sports in the United States by far. It's pro football and college football. And you could tell the guys were very interested in what was going on in both. So I would choose pro very easily. This is not a tough decision for me. But
you're watching the best of the best.
Yeah, I would be in the minority in a clubhouse of baseball guys. They would rather watch college football. I didn't ask the Latin players because I just assume they don't like football. I know that's almost every Latin player I played with, almost all of them, not all of them, don't like football. They think it's just, they're like, I don't get it. I think it's stupid.
Okay.
So it's interesting, you know, sometimes when we think of everybody would love football, people that aren't from this country don't really like immediately love it when they watch it.
So I went with college football, and I jotted down a couple of notes, and Corey kind of touched on some of the great things that there are. One of the things I love is games being played on campus, because like I know there's home games throughout the NFL, but how many people are there because they're like, really there to cheer for the Cowboys or whoever versus like, oh, this is a nice opportunity to do business and everything. It feels like all of those people at the home campus stadiums are like, I am only here to watch my team. It will ruin my day, my weekend, my whatever.
They're either
they
students,
don't win.
Students or alums,
yes,
that are like
exactly.
They're passionate about it.
And you think about the diversity in cheering. Like, I know Mike will make fun of screen practice, but you've got A&M fans hooking arms, swaying back and forth, people waving till the children's hospital, people throwing tortillas out on the field. Like, there's all kinds of different stuff as far as just going, defense. You know, like, you never know what you're going to see at a college football game. And then you talked about it, the pageantry and the tradition. I know we're hyped on this game because it's Cowboys and Steelers, but I don't think it's the same feeling as if it was Alabama and Auburn. Like, if the Cowboys win, when the Cowboys win, I guess I should say, Steelers fans might be sad because it affects their record, but do you think they're going to walk around the rest of the next year and be like, I can't believe we lost to the freaking Cowboys? Whereas if you're Auburn when you lose to Alabama, you're probably like, this season sucks.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you went 10-2. Yeah. We suck.
And you might see that guy in class.
Yeah.
You might be like, hey, man, stop fumbling the ball.
Oh, man. Don't harass college athletes in your class if they have a problem.
Now, let me help you with this calculus test.
Okay, but
I don't think you should harass college athletes either. But this was the point.
You think that would be something that would not draw a rebuttal.
But Kamar Rocker said college football isn't college football anymore. Now, his dad obviously is a pro coach.
Yeah.
But he's like, well, college football used to be you choose your school, you go to that school. And he's like college football. And he was kind of, he's right. Everybody changes schools. I would bet you right now, Wegman, is that how you say
yes.
his name? I'll bet you $100 he doesn't finish his career at Texas A&M.
I mean, I could definitely see
right?
I mean,
and then whoever the quarterback at Notre Dame is next year will be a quarterback that played college football at somewhere else. And you know, like, so I think that's the tough thing about college football. I just wonder for your diehards is now it's not about can we get the five-star kid from Duncanville or Keller or whatever. No, that doesn't matter anymore. Can we get the Notre Dame All-American linebacker to transfer to UT because we're going to give them $550,000 more than Notre Dame is offering right
so,
now?
So there's a lot of interesting feedback popping up on the fan text from the 817. NFL, because I couldn't handle all the college games without any ranked teams. That is true. You're going to have to slog through some Temple games and Temple against Rice, and you're like, what are we doing? The Battle of the Owls? And then from the 214, NFL, because you still get to see those same college guys, as y'all alluded to.
But they're better.
Yeah, just maybe 3 or 4 years later. From the 214, somebody said college football is a much better product. I'm going to have a hard time arguing that, but I just like the ambiance surrounding the game. I mean, obviously, I'll give it up. Like, NFL plays better football than college football. I don't feel like that's a fiery opinion since that's the goal. I just love everything surrounding college football.
I will say that college football has become much better the last 2 years, that it's now a 4-hour or under game. It did get to be a Texas Tech game or these passing teams, Oklahoma. It got to be close to a 5-hour football game. And I'm like, I don't know how you can do this.
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
There are multiple drops of people saying, or not drops, there are multiple texts of people saying, if it weren't for fantasy football, I might pivot to college.
Last night, Kevin, I traded Bijan Robinson, so I was watching that just to see him fail. I was like, man, hopefully he doesn't get 15 points tonight. And he didn't. He got 10.
How long do you root for him to fail? The rest of the season or just a couple weeks?
About 3 weeks, just so I can get back up into things, man.
Okay.
I'm behind right now.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Keller off of Main Street. If you want to come out and see us coming up next, let's talk with Dallas Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Keller off of Main Street. Got Cowboys giveaways happening all day long. And right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
And good morning, Kevin, Corey, Mike. Great to be on with you again today.
Absolutely, absolutely, and hopefully you will cheer us up along the way because I see Trayvon Diggs pop up on the practice report yesterday. What is the level of concern about his availability for Sunday night?
Well, man, let me say this. If you need cheering up, just look around, maybe just right next door, and you'll see somebody's worse off than you are. Now, let's all get our daubers right and get excited about what we've got coming. In my opinion, Trayvon's going to be great. He certainly gave us a little scare there yesterday in practice. But, again, just a reminder that, boy, you've got to have depth. You must have depth. The depth's got to generally come from younger players. Those players usually are not tested players. They are not players that we've seen several seasons of performance out of. But that's what you've that's what you got. And with that, I know it sounds like arm waving, but you say, well, there's an opportunity. I can't tell you the people that probably have been in the NFL that have never really gotten exposed because their time didn't come. It didn't work out for them as they were building the roster, and it didn't work out for them to come in situations like this where they're injured. And consequently, they really don't have the careers that they might have had they gotten out, played games, took snaps, and all of a sudden you see them do it, and you know they can do it a lot, and there you go, a career is built. So that's what we're into here. And we're doing it at the right time of year to basically count on these young guys.
Now, with that in mind, what is your confidence level in the receiving group? Because obviously another injury there, whether it's Flonoy or Tolbert or whoever else, what's your confidence level in the receiver group? And can you tell us anything about what exactly happened with Brandon Cooks?
Well, first of all, let me tell you how excited I am about seeing these young receivers play. Flonoy is somebody that I'm anxious to see him make his first catch with the Dallas Cowboys, but he may be something special for us. And on a personal basis, he's got Dez Bryant stuff to him. And, boy, is he an athlete. I'm glad to see him get this opportunity, and he's been hampered by that hamstring since training camp. I think given an opportunity, he could show out. Then you've got Jalen's. You got Brooks, and you got, of course, Jalen.
Tolbert.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we got you.
Jalen Tolbert. All of them, all three of the guys I just mentioned, have the ability to just get in there with lock in on the other side of Lamb, and really have a big day.
Jerry, what is when you talk about the stories of the NFL and the stories of rivalries, what is Cowboys Steelers in your mind? How would you tell that story?
Well, my experience was playing in that Super Bowl out in Arizona, and having not only how we got to the Super Bowl be a fairy tale, but then to have played that well and to have Brown come in there and be the player of the game, most valuable player in the game from a seventh-round pick. But just really direct memories as to that game. I remember the opening game that year was against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And so Deion hit a home run the night before over at Cincinnati, inside the park home run. And the next thing you know, without a practice, here he comes over here, and he's on the field with us against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Deion intercepts a pass early in the ball game, and he says, I'm going to tell you one thing. I have never in my time seen anybody come down that sideline with the kind of acceleration that he had. And so we were all excited about the future with Deion. That was opening against Pittsburgh in the final game of the year. With Switzer coaching there and in the Super Bowl. Those are fond memories for me for Pittsburgh. Dan Rooney, a great person of sport. Their story's wonderful. The Rooneys, as to the NFL, he was always someone that I enjoyed working with, had a great occasion to work with him. And frankly, a lot of people don't know it, but he was one of my most he was a big supporter of mine and the kind of things that I was for, and gave me all the encouragement in the world. And I'll never forget about the third or fourth year I was involved with the Cowboys. I was ran into him at one of the league meetings, and he said, "Jerry, you keep this up, son. You keep this up now, and you're going to be in the Hall of Fame." And I said, "Well, I didn't realize we were on the page that much, Mr. Rooney." And he said, "We are." He said, "You're trying to build the NFL."
Oh, man. That is that's a fantastic conversation to have with somebody like that, too. That's wonderful.
Jerry, I heard the story of his dad and how it evolved and how they evolved as the NFL as the NFL grew, as the NFL expanded. And I just hung on every part of that growth period during those 60s.
I heard the other day the phrase soft rebuild. And I was like, I was very interested in that conversation because I started looking at kind of some of the signings y'all have. The Cowboys have their quarterback. They have their receiver. They have a couple other things, but they still have some moves to do. And here they are drafting and hoping that in a couple years those guys are going to be able to be there and be there for it. I'm kind of curious what a rebuild actually looks like in your mind and if you think the Cowboys are in the middle of something like a soft rebuild, because y'all do have a lot of youth, but a lot of veterans to go along with it as well.
Yeah, I think you've nailed it. You're right on it. How do you sustain competitiveness in this system? How do you sustain it? And then how do you have a chance? You're up, quote, up around the rim. How do you have a chance to get in the big game and win it with the Super Bowl? It's a different stroke if you're dealing and building around a top-tier quarterback. And that's the way that we are. And you've got to really work that problem hard with draft and with young players. And so that when you see games come up that you're counting on young players, you know that that's going to be an opportunity to test the system, so to speak, test us out. And we've got to be able to have some success with young players, just like this weekend. And with the way that we're trying to sustain a chance to go to the Super Bowl with the system that we're in, and I'm all for it, is what you're seeing us do in my mind. And you've got to I'm gonna quit singing the blues about everybody when I'm saying, look, we're short of space. But there's no need of talking about it. Just when you don't see it, there's an old country song that says, baby, when that phone's not ringing, that's me calling. And that's a little bit of what's going on here. Now, I can't make any sense of that either, but that was the name of the song.
Got a couple of good laughs there. Well, I guess that's another part of it, too, because, you know, we discussed thoroughly a couple days Davante Adams, and we were kind of going through the money, and somebody said, look, that money is earmarked for somebody else. Is that the way you look at it, too, is you're like, look, I'm in this window where I'm trying to build. I can't go too far out of it to make a move like that, or are those moves intrigue and interest you all the time?
All fungible. It's very fungible. The word is, it's no, it's not specifically for a player that you see in the future. It's just that you know when you leave the room and you don't flip the light out, and the only ones benefiting from the light in the room are mice or flies, why not flip the light out? And you save it for another day. You know you're going to have it. The idea is, how do you get up every day and really watch what you're doing, although your bank account is full? It's because you know that apart from that bank account, you've got all these other things that you're going to need money for. And so it's really not there. You can't use it as though it's there. It's not going to be there. Now, that's a fundamental thing that we all live in our lives to work with. But it's that simple. And no, we don't have X earmarked that we would be looking at, let's say, bringing on a higher-priced receiver right now. We don't have that money, quote, dollar earmark for Parson or somebody like that. But you know that the facts are that the system is built so that it is a very impactful tool to putting teams to work within the salary cap system. That really is the secret to what makes our game so special and competitive. And so the first thing you got to know is when you walk out of the room, turn the lights off. You're going to need that.
We're talking with Jerry Jones right here on 105 Through the Fan. I don't think we got a chance to go into this from earlier. Can you tell us what happened with Brandon Cooks and how long he might be out?
Well, we're playing. We're dealing with an infection, an infection, period. And so he had procedures that are the main risk of the procedure, and he's had them in the past. We've had other players that have had it. The main risk is that you could have some infection. And so with all of that in mind, unfortunately, he did have that occur, and he's hopefully he's progressing. And it should be something that, while it limits him here for this game, probably maybe even the next game, it should be something that he should have a good recovery and be back on the field for us.
That procedure that led to the infection, that was team approved, right, though, the procedure that got done?
The issues are this. It's what the team approves is the player's ability to go do in their discretion what they want to do medically. It's their decision ultimately, the player. And so while we did not do the procedure at all, we knew he was going to look for the procedure that he ended up doing.
Hey, Jerry, when you land a helicopter on the practice field, what's the first thing you say to the players? Are you like, I've arrived, gentlemen? How does that conversation go?
Well, first of all, there is a little of me that smiles when we bring that helicopter in, and we're sitting right there in front of the Cowboy Club, and all of that's going on out there. We're proud of our helicopter and proud of the company that builds it, and I use it a lot for people going back and forth. A lot of our clients, sponsors go back and forth up to Oklahoma and take advantage of the stuff up there, that gaming and that type of thing. So the helicopter's in out there all the time. And that particular 2 days ago or 3 days ago, whenever I was on it, I'd been out at the stadium for a very exciting meeting with Ford and a lot of their people. And when I do that and I can cut that drive time down and make two or three things at the same time, that's when I use it.
Now, we've got a couple of Steelers fans where we're at today. Mm. Should we treat them with equal kindness or just bring up Super Bowl 30 again to them? What do you think?
Well, let me just say this. Bill Cowher is a pretty Steeler-oriented personality. And he's actually one of the guys that I enjoy being around most and have for years, years, and years. But he's still a Steeler. And so if you get mad and have a pout every time you're around somebody that's for the other team, that might define your personality. I don't like to do that. And the best thing we can do is play great football out here Sunday.
Well, we appreciate it very much.
Sunday.
Hopefully y'all get that W this Sunday, good sir.
Well, but, you know, it's an exciting time for me. I particularly like this game because you're going back up there to Mike's hometown. Boy, does he have a colorful background in Pittsburgh. And his dad was a policeman and a great social servant up there. But he also had one of the most lively and colorful bars that you could ever imagine there in Pittsburgh. And so Mike's had quite a varied growing up. But it's really, frankly, a blueprint of what you might think when you come from that area. And boy, they've turned out some wonderful people. Our coach is one of them.
I know you said you're excited about this game, and I definitely understand that, the opportunity to play football. We talk with a lot of fans who thus far are not excited about the way the season has gone. What would be your message to them through four games?
Well, look for the positives, look for us to be improving. I will assure you that absent being thwarted by unfortunate injury, availability of key players, absent that, we are on a plan and we're on the plan to get better each week. And we are playing a lot of young players, and when you have to adjust for injury, that's a good thing. And while I know we've had years, we've actually had years that we started like this, that we ended up with a great end-season record. But I'm kind of like you are as fans. I'm able to kind of, if you will, look at what we're doing each game, not look at it from just the final score, but we're there to win. And don't get me wrong, winning, there's no time that winning or losing, there's no time that losing adds to your plan. But by the same token, I really am doing what you'd expect me to do, and I'm interested in building toward the crescendo of getting in the playoffs and then being a much better team than we are, let's say, when we start or today, than when we get to the playoffs. I think that's what you're seeing. If someone had come to you before the game and said, I mean, before the season started and said, would you rather us struggle a little bit during the season or knock it out of the park during the season and lose early in the playoffs? There's no question everybody would say, man, have a little less season and a little more playoffs.
Appreciate the time very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again next Friday.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Go get Cowboys.
Jerry Jones right here on 105 Through the Fan. One of the interesting things, Brandon Cooks, you know, he did say, hey, hopefully he can come back, but you might be looking at an extra week. So while we're concerned about DeMarcus Lawrence is on injured reserve, Micah, the prevailing wisdom seems to be that he'll miss the next two games going into the bye. Now it sounds like Brandon Cooks will miss both of those two games going into the bye as well.
Okay. Hopefully get him back and he's, you know, on fire whenever he comes back. That interesting thing, the discussion you just had with Jerry right there at the end and the line that he gave, I feel like you might have rolled your eyes a little bit. Maybe not just you, but a lot of people out there probably rolled their eyes a little
bit. That's fine. I don't have to agree with everything he says.
Well, and that's where I kind of take that, and I've just listened to a lot of other people talking about the way this NFL season has started and how it just looks bad.
Sure.
The scoring's been down, and Tony Dungy was on with Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton this morning. And, you know, the first thing he said was, we don't practice enough. Mike's talked about that for years, is they don't practice hard enough. They don't do all those things. But then he also throws in, he's like, look, I always knew that I was going to see a couple things in my September month and then the first 4 weeks of it. By the time I got to 4 weeks in, I knew, okay, this is what my team really is. I know that we're all kind of in that spot right now. We're just like, this just does not look good. How is it going to even get better? But you keep hearing McCarthy say that. You keep hearing other people say that. And I do wonder how real that is right now with this. And I guess I just got to be patient with it and continue to let the NFL season unfold here.
Can I kick out a couple of NFL overreaction or realities
for
you?
Yeah, absolutely. Bobby Belt's in the house, by the way.
Hey, Bobby Belts. All right. NFL overreaction or reality? The Cincinnati Bengals will become the first team to start 0-3 and still make the playoffs since the Texans 6 years ago.
Oh, man. I think that's an overreaction. I don't think it's going to happen.
They're on a blistering one-game win streak.
But then again, I did just say that, like, let things unfold a little more after the first.
If you're 2-2, let it unfold. If you're 1-3, you're
just. I mean, just look at the Ravens. Like, we thought that they were done for, and then here they are. Now look at Florida State.
They're done for.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
they're
State's
not
going to
do
yeah.
anything.
I'll lean towards no, but Cleveland's horrible. They're going to win 5 or 6 games. It's a matter of Pittsburgh, because I think Baltimore at the end of the year is going to have 12 wins, maybe more. Pittsburgh or Cincinnati, who makes the playoffs? If I throw it back at you, if I'm thinking about it in my head and I'm like, who would I pick right now to make the playoffs, Pittsburgh or Cincinnati?
I would think Cincinnati has a hot streak in them and Pittsburgh has like the consistency of you're going to get 10 wins. So that's kind of where
I might say Pittsburgh. I think I might say Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I might lean that way too. And I just hear all these things about the Bengals defense. How do they improve? Well, you know that Joe Burrow can get better. They have all the weapons on offense, but their defense.
They are finesse defense if I've ever seen one.
NFL overreaction or reality, Travis Kelce will become a force this season. So if you look at the first three games, he had a total of 8 catches for 69 yards. So he did not matter out there. However, this last game alone, he had 7 catches for 89 yards. So it picked up in that game. So overreaction or reality, Travis Kelce will become a force and get back to his like more or less typical stat line.
Reality.
I think so, too.
Okay.
This is one of those things, Mike, it's your bread and butter. You know it's there whenever things really get hot. You know the connection that those two have, the understanding that Travis Kelce looks at the game the same way that Patrick Mahomes does as well. So I feel like the further down the road in the season, the better it's going to be.
Maybe I'm not seeing it. Help me out here if I've missed it. Have there been articles out there that says Kelce can't get open anymore? Kelce looks slow?
Yes. And so
there have been articles out there. Okay, so
yes, there really have.
Jason Witten.
But unfortunately, it's been tied into the pop culture aspect of it, and people have said it's because of all the running around and partying he did with Taylor Swift, which I think that is absurd.
He was doing that last year going into the Super Bowl.
I think that's absurd. Like, he might be getting worse because he's getting older. I think it has literally nothing to do with Taylor
Swift. Was it like early November when they got together last year? And I feel like, it was a long time that they had that thing rolling, so I think it'll be all right.
NFL overreaction or reality, the Rams need to trade Matthew Stafford and just think about the future. Because this does not look like a great.
Who are they trading him to? That's a good. That's an interesting thought.
Jacksonville. No, I'm just kidding.
There's honestly, to Corey's point, that's really never happened in the NFL. That a team that starts off bad says, we have a bad quarterback situation. Let's trade for a current quarterback who has very little time left, and he's going to save not only this season, but next season. So I don't think it'll happen, and I think the Rams keep him. The Rams take a quarterback they really like in this draft, and that guy sits behind Matthew Stafford for 1 year and then takes over the quarterback in L.A.
Because the team that I thought of, and I know they used a high draft pick on it, is I wonder about Denver. If Denver would be like, you might be worth coming in to have Bo Nix sit behind because we still think our season can be something. That's the thing. You have to think your season.
How many picks did they trade for Sean Payton? Didn't they trade quite a bit of asset for Sean Payton?
And they traded a bunch for Russell Wilson, too.
That was
I don't know what they have left. To your point, I'm not disagreeing with you. I just wonder what assets
might be asset
they have
depleted.
That's the right kind of team, I think, though.
Yeah.
I think you're onto something there. And that's why I was like, who would they trade him to? But that's the kind of team that would make sense. The team that's got the defense, got some other pieces, but doesn't have the quarterback.
You wonder about the Dolphins at all?
Right now?
Yeah.
Perfect place. Even though I know that Deion Sanders is trying to push Shador into Miami But yeah, that's the perfect place. I don't know, can you have two max quarterbacks on your roster at the same time?
If it's a contract that's going to disappear like Stafford's, I think you can. Otherwise,
if you think you really have a shot at it. I mean, you got weapons on that team.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, that's not fair. Somebody said Bobby can't even show up on time for KNC. All right, that is not fair.
And we don't start till 10.
Yeah, he had to leave from the studio. Bobby Belt is hanging out with us. We're in Keller. We got Cowboys giveaways, delicious Miller Lite specials, that great, great Buffalo Wild Wings food, and us. So if you want to come see us, we're in Keller off of Main Street. Coming up next, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, and maybe some about that Thursday night football game next on The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.